Verplank? Who's Bill Verplank?
Okay, so Bill Verplank is a UI visual designer.
Who are you?
Sorry, I'm Jerry Morrison.
Jerry Morrison.
At Xerox, when we were building the Star product, Bill was one of our UI designers, and he conducted a lot of user studies of people using various components of it. You know, the graphical interface was very new, and we're trying to figure out,
yes,
should we use, for instance, a one-button mouse or a two-button or a three-button mouse, and mm-hmm, which of various techniques for selecting text would work. And they did a bunch of video user studies.
Okay.
Yeah, the more cake club.
Yeah, go ahead.
So Bill has always been a visual designer, and I mentioned the game Pictionary to him once,
uh-huh,
and he said, yeah, I've been, you know, doing essentially that all my life. So the eyeball here is the essential thing of the avatar. It's like, the question is, which direction is that person looking? Are
right.
they looking at you or not? And they're looking left or right, maybe about to look at you. And so he boiled it down to the essentials, a little bit bloodshot, in fact.
Yes. So did he actually click that eyeball?
Did he what?
Did he make the eyeball, the graphic?
Yeah.
So he
used a paint program, probably Doodle.
Probably Doodle.
Yeah. Yeah, 1 bit per pixel, you know.
And he made the left-right view.
Yes, right. So the Alto could, you know, draw that bitmap by copying it from, you know, a piece of memory very quickly.
Yeah.
Whereas drawing the lines in real time meant doing each individual pixel.
Right.
And so that's why it's a little slow at those parts.
I understand on the Alto version they had like a lookup. They made it a lookup table. So they didn't actually have to do the real hidden line calculations. And then they just simply did the draws into the buffer, frame buffer, or whatever it was. So when were you at Xerox?
From 77 to 83, 82, I guess. Yeah.
Wow.